Hello and welcome to Soft Bubble. It's me, the Witcher Witcher Ronya, who is from Gryffindor House. And here with me we have the great, newly sorted into Slytherin,
Ollie.
Yeah, so last English episode, in case you weren't listening, we sorted him into Slytherin, and we also like discussed the houses and stuff, and I tried to explain and got kind of pissed. Not really pissed, but yeah. So, and you thought you fit, right?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because that type of personality that I have fitted kind of exactly with the house that the official website selected me to.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's fun. So, let's get my
so
wand.
Yeah, and I was just like, when he was just like, we were like, oh, we have an idea for an episode for Swedish. I was like, oh no, shit, it's an English episode. And I was just like, I know, I want to, I was just like, he might not want to, because I love Harry Potter, but like, I think I met one person that is as crazy about the world of Harry Potter that I am. And like, I mean, I can talk for hours, and like, I judge people by their, like, I don't judge you by your house. I judge you by your wand.
What the fuck?
Yeah, which is why, like, and like, not negatively, but like, I will like, oh, okay. Because everyone I've talked to that like cares about this universe and like who like actually like focused on the test with what wand, they fit really nicely. And that's like why, like, for example, oh, Gryffindor, like, that wasn't my first choice as a kid. Or even like now, but I see that, yeah, that's where I fit the best, even though that's, but like my wand, that's just, yeah, that fits spot on, because, you know.
The thing is that I wasn't that familiar with this universe. I didn't know. Of course, I have watched many of these movies, but I never read the book, or I haven't really met until now somebody who cares that much.
Yeah.
I could talk kind of the movies and characters, but I didn't know this official website, and you could get in the house and you could get your wand. So
So I want to explain to you what the wand is. Like, because there is a man called Mr. Ollivander in the universe, and he's the best wand maker in the world. Like, people travel to England just to meet him. Or maybe it's Scotland. I forget. No, I think it's...
Is there where Harry got his wand?
Yeah. The guy with the grey hair, if you saw the movies and stuff like that. So, like, and basically, he makes... So, in a wand, the things that matter is the wood type.
Yeah.
The core, which he, Ollivander, uses three different types of cores. And then, of course, there is the length and the flexibility.
Yeah.
And basically, the wood is one type that describes you. And there's a lot of types. I don't know exactly how many types of wood there is. I can tell them all later.
Yeah.
But, and then we'll read, of course, my description, your description. I also have a friend's ones. Who I want to like talk about her wand, because like she's the one that I said that she's the only one who's as big a fan of Harry Potter that I've
met. Can we choose my wand first, because I don't want to get
you don't want to understand before you just want to go in blind. All right.
Yeah, because I am kind of excited, because I wasn't as excited with the houses because I didn't know that much, but now actually I am kind of excited.
Alright, the wand ceremony. Begin the experience.
One question. I remember that Harry had kind of problem with his wand. Do you remember why?
Well, no, it was just... it's not that he has a problem with his wand. It's when he tries to find your wand. Because the thing that any good wand maker knows, that it's not just you choose this wand because it's pretty or it has the thing that I want. The wand needs to choose you as well. So it wasn't that he had a problem. It was just that he needed to find his.
Do I remember correct? Was that wand his father's or something?
No. He got his new. But the thing was that it was the twin of Voldemort's wand.
Ah.
So, like, they were made, like, even the core was a phoenix feather, which was made from, like, taken from the same phoenix.
Okay, okay.
All right. So, I'm reading here from the test. To ensure that we find the perfect wand for you, it's very important that you answer the following questions honestly. First of all, would you describe yourself as... If this thing will work. God damn it. Here, yeah. Alright, I'll do that because it works. Average height, tall or short? What would you describe yourself as?
Tall.
Tall, alright. And your eyes? There's.
Yeah, I am 179. I'm tall, right?
That's subjective. And your eyes, would you describe them as dark brown, black? Would you describe them as blue, gray, brown, hazel, blue, gray, green?
Dark brown.
Dark brown. The day you were born, is it an odd number or an even number?
Odd number.
Odd number.
No, even.
Boy, I swear to God. Let's see if I can fix this. All right, so I was not preparing for him to fuck
no,
up.
Listen, I am born February 18, and my sister is born February 17, so I thought
okay,
17.
Okay, good, I could fix it.
Okay, oh, good.
Thank fucking Christ. Okay, so you wanted to describe yourself as tall, and then you also wanted to do dark brown eyes, and what did you say, an even number?
Yeah, even, 18, even.
Okay, do you most pride yourself on your, and this is different thing, what you're most proud of? Your determination, your imagination, your resilience, your intelligence, your originality, your optimism, or your kindness?
Actually, my kindness.
Your kindness, all right. Okay, so you're traveling alone down a deserted road.
Yeah.
And you reach a crossroads. Do you then continue left towards the sea? Right towards the castle? Or straight ahead into the forest?
The sea.
The sea it is. Left towards the sea. Do you most fear, out of these options... Fire, darkness, isolation, heights, or small spaces?
What do you think?
Darkness?
Darkness, yeah.
Okay. In a chest of magical artifacts, which would you choose? Like, you can only pick one of these.
Yeah.
A silver dagger, an ornate mirror. Do you know what ornate means?
No.
It's like pretty. Like yeah, very, yeah. Like, pretty and elegant. A glittering Yule, a bound scroll, a golden key, a dusty bottle, and a black glove.
The jewel.
The glittering jewel. Alright. Your wand is made out of silver lime wood with a phoenix feather core.
Damn.
13 and 1/4 or 1/4 of an inch and slightly yieldy flexibility. Wow. I haven't seen this type of wood. I haven't met someone with this type of wood. I'm looking forward to reading more of that.
Is it any picture of this or not?
Yeah, you'll see it very soon. Give me a second to show you your... But the ones don't really look any different, to be honest, but... Yeah. That's your one. Yeah, no, they don't look different. But you want to know what they mean.
Yeah.
Because that was what I said. The wand, the wood type is one thing.
Yeah.
And those are, there's a lot of different types.
Yeah.
It's like a description of you and what they want. How it behaves and what kind of, like... What it's good at and stuff.
I want to say something before.
Yeah.
Those who listen to last podcast about this Harry Potter thing, I maybe was kind of hyped and I didn't listen. Like, maybe those who listened saw me as arrogant.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were arrogant.
But today I'm calm, alright?
Yeah.
I'm good.
You've taken your Adderall.
Because, no. because when I said I'm kind, I am actually kind, but the last podcast, I don't know what the fuck was.
Yeah, you were restless as fuck.
Yeah.
Which was why I actually didn't strangle him. Oh yeah, we said that in the last one. If I don't strangle him, you'll hear.
No, but I'm alive.
Yeah, like, because I knew you get restless sometimes, and that's fine, because like, you're just annoying for about a few hours, and then you're fine again. And it's just like, yeah, no, but I joke, but yeah, no, you're fine most of the time. All right, so there's basically a lot of wood, different types of wood.
Yeah.
And then the core, there's three different types of core. There's phoenix, which is from the phoenix feather.
Yeah.
There's dragon, which is dragon heartstring.
Yeah.
And then there's unicorn, which is unicorn hair.
Yeah.
And those three are kind of different as well.
But who would you find the strongest?
None of them are stronger than the other. It's just slightly personality-wise, yeah, and difference. Ah, okay. And stuff. So I will read you now, because your wood type is silver lime, which I've never met anyone else that has. Anyone at all that has, because I don't have it either. Okay. So this unusual and highly attractive wand wood was greatly in vogue in the 19th century. Demand outstripped supply, and unscrupulous wand makers dyed substandard wood in an effort to fool purchasers into believing that they had purchased silver lime. The reasons for these wands' durability lay not only in their unusually handsome appearance, but also because they had a reputation for performing best for seers and those skilled in legitimacy. That's wrong, but you basically that you can like look into the future.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mysterious arts both, which consequently gave the possessor of a silver lime wand considerable status. When demand was at its highest, wand maker this is going to be fun. Aroto Kefolophos. Fun names in this universe. claimed that the association between silver lime and clairvoyance was a falsehood circulated by merchant like Gerbold Ollivander, which is this All of Wonder's grandfather.
Yeah.
Who have overstocked their workshops with silver lime and hope to shift their surplus. But the name again, Kefophilus. I hate this name. It's literally C-E-P-H in the beginning. Seph.
Seph.
No, it's not the same as Seph, but it's, yeah, Sephophilus basically was a slipshod wand maker and an enigmas and nobody, seer or not, was surprised when he went out. Of business. So basically, this wand wood, it's not as much personality-wise as some of the other ones.
Isn't it rare?
Yeah, it's rare and it's a gorgeous type of wand.
Yeah.
And basically,
I'm gorgeous.
No, that's not how it works. It's the wood. It's because not all of it. Because, like, for example, my wand, I'll explain later and then you'll understand a bit more.
Yeah.
But basically, the only thing this says for you is that it has a reputation. So, like, most likely you'll be good at, like, foreseeing the future and that type of magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the core. You got the phoenix core, which is the rarest core type. Phoenix feathers are capable of the greatest range of magic, like different types.
Yeah. Her phone is calling. She's popular today.
It's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. I know you listen to us, so that was you calling. I'm sorry I blocked you. And again. I hope it's not something really important. Okay. Jesus Christ, Jennifer, I love you, but we're recording. I'll call you really soon, okay? And I will. When she listens back to this, she'll be like, oh no. Okay. Okay, so this is the rare type of core. Phoenix feathers are capable of the greatest range of magic.
Should we stop for
a
second?
Yeah, we pause for a second.
Yeah. We come back soon.
All right. So I'm back to say that, Jennifer, you're the best in the entire world, and I love you so much. Don't you as well?
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I just got off.
She's a very, very kind person.
Yeah, she's so nice. She's so sweet. All right. So back to the wand core. So. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, it's the phoenix. This is the rarest type of core. Phoenix feathers are capable of the greatest range of magic.
Yeah.
Though they may take longer than either unicorn or dragon cores to reveal this. So, like, basically, it tends to be a slow learner.
Yeah.
Like, the wand itself, not the wizard, but, like, the wand. Because the wands as well have, like, characters and stuff.
Mm.
And, but, like, it has wider, but it takes longer time. And they show the most initiative, sometimes acting on their own accord, a quality that many witches and wizards dislike. So, like, basically, the wand does what the fuck it wants. Phoenix feather wands are always the pickiest when it comes to their potential owners for the creature.
But how they choose, though, the wand? How they choose the persons?
Well, when you go to... it's mostly Ollivander that cares. Not all wand makers care. Sometimes you just get one.
Yeah.
But if you do it right, you try out the wands until you find the one. And, like, you know. That's why, like, in the movie, it basically... Like, Harry's... Like, it starts glowing in his face. And it wind blows. And it's just like, this is right. And, like, you feel it. Like, you feel a connection.
So the wand see... and feel the character of the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, they are always the pickiest when it comes to their potential owner. For the creature from which they are taken from is one of the most independent and detached in the world. These wands are the hardest to tame and to personalize, and their allegiance is usually hard won.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
question.
Yeah.
What happens when the wand breaks?
Breaks. You have to get a new one.
So it's dead?
It's dead. You can't repair a broken wand.
Shit.
That's why, like, if you get expelled from, like, wizarding school, they break your wand.
Because I remember Harry's friend...
Ron.
His wand... gets break, but he bandages.
Yeah, and it doesn't work, and like eventually get it. And like that's like why Harry, like he gets his perfect wand, but not everyone has. And like you can still use a wand that's not perfect for you.
Yeah.
So like, if I remember correctly, Ron's wand is an inherited wand. Like it's from his family. Like a lot of his things are. I think actually. Eventually, he gets his own wand after that, but I don't remember perfectly. All right, and it's 13¼ inches in length.
Yeah.
And this is the notes about. It's basically it's not very much about length, but most wands will range between 9 and 14 inches, which you fit into the normal. And while he has sold extremely short ones, 8 inches and under, and very long ones, which is over 15. Both of those cases are exponentially rare, and in the later case, physical peculiarity demands excessive long wand lengths. And however, abnormally short ones usually select those in whose character something is lacking, rather than because they are physically undersized. And then he also has in parentheses, many small witches and wizards are chosen by longer wands. So basically, if you're like Hagrid, who's half giant, then you have to have a longer wand. But if you have smaller than average, then it's because your character. Then it's your fault. And like the flexibility, which is of yours, is slightly yielding.
Yeah.
One flexibility.
So
basically how the degree of adaptability and willing to change, like wand owner. Because like if you duel and like I get your wand, I now own the wand. But if I have an unyielding wand, then it won't fully give you allegiance. While if you have very yielding wand, it's just like, oh, I'm yours now.
So basically, there is no hierarchy in the wands. Who is the greatest or who is the strongest?
No, it's basically so just
it's
different.
So basically, is your character and is the wand who choose you, and you get united, and that's make you strong, right?
Yeah. So and for example, now my wood is made out of holly. Holly, which is Hollywood. No, but it's made out of holly. Holly is also the ones that you make. I think. You know, they're not Christmas trees, but you know the red berries and the green leaves that are around Christmas time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's from holly.
Yeah.
So that's the type of tree. And then my core is dragon heartstring core, and it's 12.5 inches long, and it has a reasonable, subtle, supple flexibility. So holly, and this is why, like, Gryffindor, like, when I was younger, it wasn't what I wanted, but I learned, like, it's who I am. Though I can strive to, like, have aspects of other houses and stuff. It's, I know now, that's, like, that's who I am.
Yeah.
But this holly, it got to me, you know? Because, okay, so I'll read it now. Holly is one of the rarer kinds of wandwoods. Traditionally considered protective, it works most happily for those who may need help overcoming a tendency to anger and impotensuity. At the same time, Hollywood wands often choose owners who are engaged in some dangerous and often spiritual quest. Holly is one of those woods that varies the most dramatically in performance depending on what the wand core. It is a notoriously difficult wood to team with Phoenix Feather, as the wood's volubility conflicts strongly with the Phoenix Feather's detachment. In the unusual event of such a pairing finding its ideal match, however, nothing and nobody should stand in their way. So, and I have a dragon heartstring, and as a rule, dragon heartstring produce wands that are the most has the most power, and which are capable of the most flamboyant spells.
Yeah.
Dragon wands tend to learn more quickly than other types. While they can change allegiance if won from their original master, they always bond strongly with their current owner. The dragon wand tends to be easier to turn to the dark arts, though it will not incline that way on its own accord. It is also the most prone of the three cores to accidents, being somewhat temperamental. And that's why, like, both of those things, especially when I did this test, and, like, it's still, I've gotten better with anger, but I used to have a lot of anger issues. So, like, that both the core is temperamental.
Yeah.
And then the wood goes to anger. So, like, protective. It's a protective. And, like, basically, the thing that I value most about myself is that I tend to, I like the fact that I'm protective of my friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of my few qualities that I, like, yeah, I'm good at that. Like, I'm good at looking out for my friends. Like, yeah. And so, like, when I get a wood, like, and it's just like, oh, this is, yes! And I was, just, like, so happy when I read this. And I was just like, because this, it fit me.
Hmm.
Because, like, yeah, with what my interests are and stuff like that, going over to, like, dark magic, like, I wouldn't, like, do the three unforgivable shit. But I might dabble. Like, it's not, like, all dark magic surely isn't bad. Like, that's, and, like, that's just what in real life, like, in this, it's who, like, yeah, it fits me. It fits me so well.
I understand.
Yeah, and then, like, for example, there is, I have a friend, right? And that's who I mentioned, who is the only one who has had the same...
Wheat wood is not rare, so many of these wizards have that.
Well, I'm gonna describe my friends, and she has a quite common one, if I'm not mistaken.
Because you said mine was rare, and yours were kind of rare, and...
Well, silver lime is an unusual, it's not rare, but it's unusual. It's not rare. Mine is rare, yours unusual. It's so unusual to feel alone. Okay, but... So... No, this is also... shit. No, like... Okay. Not rare ones. You will... Walnut is not... I'll tell you all the type. Do you want me to tell you all the types before I describe my friends, alright?
No.
No? You sure? You don't want to know the wood types? Alright.
No.
But there is quite a few ones. But the one I will describe who is my friend. And then that's what I said. Like, I knew... Like, I found out that she was a big Harry Potter, and we talked Harry Potter, and I was like, oh my god. And I was just like, what's your wand? And she was just like, willow wood, unicorn hair core, 12 and 1 quarter inch, and quite flexibility, and quite flexible. And I was just like, that fits you. So, and like, and because like, I'll tell you willow, and like, you don't know this girl, but still. And willow is an uncommon wand wood with healing power, okay? And I've noted that the ideal owner for a willow wand often has some unusually unwarranted insecurity. However, they might try and hide it. While many confident customers insist on trying willow wand, attracted by the handsome appearance and well-founded reputation for enabling advanced non-verbal magic, my willow wands have consistently selected those of greater potential rather than those who feel they have little to learn. It has always been a proverb in my family that the one who has furthest travel will go fastest with willow. And that's like one of the... So like... And then she had unicorn, which is the only one that you haven't heard of the course. And the unicorn core... Unicorn hair generally produces the most consistent magic and is least subject to fluctuation and blockages. Wands with unicorn cores are generally the most difficult to turn to dark arts, and they are the most faithful of all wands and usually remain strongly attached to their first owner, irrespective of whether he or she was an accomplished witch or wizard. Minor disadvantages of unicorn hair are that they do not make the most powerful wand, although the wand wood may compensate, and that they are prone to melanocoly if seriously mishandled, meaning that the hair may die and need replacing.
Mm.
So, basically, as you might have heard of the very description itself, this friend was in like a bit insecurely seemed to have like. Was a bit quiet, and she was like, but like, great mind, great head, great personality, wonderful person. Would describe her as like, kind of nice, definitely, but like, not innocent, but pure, basically. So like, the fact that she had willow, like, with the healing and stuff, and then she had the unicorn, it fit her so well. And that's like why, like, no one I've met that has... Including you, like, your wasn't that much into personality, the wand, but I do agree with, like, Phoenix Feather, it fits into your personality with how I see you when we work here. So, like, Phoenix Feather, it fits, and the little personality...
Can you describe why? Because I didn't get it.
Mm. Alright, the Phoenix that you have.
Yeah, I understand, kind of, but not that much. Why?
Right. Well, it's the... It doesn't matter that it's the rarest, because there are only three of them, and I know plenty of people with Phoenix. And so it's basically...
It's why is it connecting to me?
Like, well, it's... it's... Okay, the description is that it's capable of great range... though they may take longer in either to reveal this compared to the other ones, because, and that's just, that doesn't matter, but the thing is that I've seen you, and we talk about things.
Yeah.
And when we talk about ideas for this,
yeah,
you show you have a great range of things that you know different amounts of, but like, and even if you know nothing of something, you're quite quick to pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, sure, some, and sometimes, like, you go a bit, like, in the beginning when I try to explain something, it will be the first, like, in the beginning you don't get it, and then, as soon as you get it, you get it. Like, it's hard to see my gesturing. So, like, as soon as you get past the first hurdle of, like, understanding, yeah, then you, like, you can go the rest of the steps. I don't, yeah, need to lead you the entire way.
Yeah.
If I help you through the first step, then you get it. Like, then you can continue.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
And yeah, then also, they show the most initiative. And for that, I felt like you, the person that you are, because you know that you're kind of impulsive and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like a similar wand, like, or with the wand core, I feel like that fits you. I feel,
yeah,
like that fits your personality. And that they're the pickiest when it comes to potential owners, then I, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you
because,
Yeah.
Because I'm so picky with selecting friends, you know?
Yeah.
I have told you that I have trust issues,
yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of,
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, now you're starting to get it, and that's like why... I understood how, like, because I'd heard of other...
Yeah.
I'd only done the house for, like, years, and then I finally did my wand. And, like, so I'd heard of people who'd done their wand, and, like, everyone's like, it fits me. It fits me so right. And some of them...
But the thing, yeah, is that I don't know how they choose so accurately with that much of questions, you know.
Yeah,
I don't
that's the
know
thing.
Why.
Like, and like, sure, the cores are easy because there's only three of them, as,
yeah,
well as the houses. But I find that the wood, because there's so many wood types.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, it goes from A to W, like, multiple in many of them. Like, there's ash, there's willow, there's, you know, there's a lot of them. There's maple. But.
When I think about it, about the first episode of this Harry Potter thing, it's kind of scary that they choose the houses, the wood so accurately. Somebody who is not that much into this may think it's kind of pathetic, and I think, oh, that's a game or something. But
yeah,
no, if you think this in real life, I can see myself like you said, that of something small that I understand what you mean,
yeah,
I can see a lot of doors opening for me when I understand that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm... very, 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 very picky with picking friends or people who I trust, because I have trust issues. So
yeah,
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, and then, like, for example, sure, you had one of the less descriptive ones, which,
yeah,
I don't know. Some people like to have a less descriptive one, because
I would have liked, yeah, if they could describe a little more, because,
yeah, because this is mostly the history. Because some of the wandwoods have more history, some of them have more. Like, mine was very much about, like, what the protectiveness and the this and that.
Yeah,
your ones had, like, mostly that it's about people who can, like, seers and stuff like that, and people who use that type of magic. So basically, but, like, I can see that for you, because that's sort of a finicky thing. You like, and you like finicky things, like, you love thinking of conspiracy,
yeah,
theories and stuff like that.
And
like, so I think that, like...
Another thing,
yeah,
is they said... that you could see future or something,
yeah,
you know? The thing is that I am so interested about the time travel and see what if you could do this, how is it affecting future and things like that.
Do you know there's time traveling in Harry Potter?
I don't remember in the movie. I haven't read the book.
How the fuck can you not remember? It's the entire fucking plot point of the third movie and the third book.
I saw that in like 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot to bring my the first book. You're supposed to borrow those and read them. Did we say what punishment you got if you didn't read it? Because we said you were gonna... On the last English episode, you said you wanted to read the first book.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about punishment.
Don't you want to... wouldn't that be like a carrot and the stick situation?
Okay, what kind of punishment would you like to propose?
I don't know, because I don't want to put it down, because that's mean, and I feel like if I'm mean now, you're gonna be mean back. So I want you to put it down, because I feel like if I say I want to do something and you want to put down a punishment if I don't do something on this show, then I want to be able to choose my punishment. So you get to choose your punishment if you don't do it.
Okay. But if that day comes, you ain't gonna cheat, that you're gonna choose a kind of...
No, of course not.
Let punishment.
No, an easy... I won't choose an easy punishment, that's me.
I don't remember. Remember, I don't know what kind of punishment...
Well, there's like eating bad things, there's like... Doing embarrassing... No, not doing something embarrassing. That's... I hate that. I hate both doing that, seeing that, and making other people do that. But I don't know. Maybe you have to do, like, big research for an episode. Like, I mean, like, bigger than you did for the last week. And I mean, like, big research.
All right. Yeah, okay, I take that.
Which one? The you have to do a big, big.
Yeah, big research. Yeah.
Big research episode. Nice. All right.
So, we said that I have to be done with the first book in the last English episode, right?
Yeah. So we talk about the first book. Yeah.
Yeah. Last English episode. So how many episodes does we have? Two after that last one, yeah? If the last English episode comes,
yeah,
then how many episodes do we have?
We're ending the season again around Christmas, didn't we say?
Before Christmas.
Yeah, right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And we're posting two a week.
So we have one episode after the English one, because we post two episodes every week, right?
Yeah.
Then there before English one, so we have two Swedish, one English. Then we have so I have one episode to research. Damn.
No, we'll put it off to next season. Like, you'll have the winter break. When I say big research, I mean big research.
No, I don't want it. I take it in the last episode, Swedish level episode.
That's not gonna be enough, not even if you stay up. I mean, like...
Or why are we talking about this? Because I'm going to read the book.
Okay. If you say... I hope you do, because I want you to. I want you to. And then the next season, you can do the second one at least. And it's as I told you, I hope... The first book is very short, so I think if you'll probably finish before, and then we'll just do the book talking about the book then.
Yeah. So I think we're going to end it right here.
Yeah. But wait, by the way, I just want to double check. Your wand, are you happy with it?
I'm really, really happy about it. I'm kind of scared because they are so accurate. But no, I'm happy.
They see you when you're sleeping.
Yeah, and they know when you're awake. Yeah.
All right, okay. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, shit. No, before we say bye-bye. All right, no, he looked at me like, are you dead? And I was like, yeah, I'm brain dead. All right, so you can, if you liked it, if you want us to do even, if you have an idea for a Harry Potter, like, universe episode that's worth something, if the Patronus were gonna do, I'm gonna force him to do it even if he doesn't want to do it.
But no, but, yeah. If you have anything to say,
yeah, anything to say, we are on Twitter, we are on YouTube, we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook at Softbubble, just plain and simple. And yeah, then we also have an email which is softbubble@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you are listening in YouTube, please leave a
comment and a like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Also, press the bell button so you'll get notified every time we post a video.
And
and
if you're listening on any platform, please download this episode because it would help us and help you because you could listen it without any internet.
Yeah, but they don't need to do that, do they?
They could.
You don't need to do it on Spotify, at least, I know. We still see it. We still see you listening. Well, we don't see you. We know there's a number there. So someone has listened. We don't know who, but someone
Yeah, thank
has.
You. Bye.
Yeah, bye.